All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Brendan Byrne again here with HCC Dragon Digital Radio. We're about to check in on Chris Oviedo, see how things are going at Greenfest. She currently has a guest with her right now. Let's hear what they have to say.
Thank you, Brendan. And yes, Chris Oviedo here live at Greenfest in Howard Community College. And I have Mark DeLuca. He is the chief for the Bureau of Environmental Services here in Howard County. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. And it's a beautiful event. Happens every single year right here at Howard Community College. This year is a little different, though, because we are in the SET building as the college is going through some renovations, and we are actually not in the Galleria as is customary. It actually took me by surprise this morning. I had to remember to come over here, walk over here, instead of just going upstairs.
That's true.
If you are listening and you want to make it to our show this morning, you want to make it to this event, make sure to come to the SET building. It's a beautiful building, and you're going to see a lot of people. You cannot miss it. But that's not what I'm here with Mark to talk about. Mark, you guys do a lot at the Bureau of Environmental Services here at Howard County. But before we go there, can you tell people about yourself? You know, who is Mark DeLuca? How did you get to be the chief of the Bureau of Environmental Services?
Well, that's a very long and convoluted story.
Give us a summary then.
Yeah. I've been with Howard County for approximately 17 years. Before that, I worked as a private consultant, and we were in, you know, primarily in the geotechnical engineering and environmental assessment business, consulting with private sector developer clients. And in 2001, I made the switch to come work for the county government.
Okay.
In 2012, I actually became the Bureau Chief of Environmental Services.
So what is your passion about the environment? I mean, what is it that drives you? Because not everybody has what it takes to run, you know, the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of cliche things I could say, like, well, there's only one world, there's only one Earth.
Right.
And, of course, I say it's cliche, but it is true. But
true.
I think that what drove me to county government mm-hmm. in the first place was just the desire to help the community, to actually help the community.
Okay.
And I'm so lucky because I live here. I've been living here since 1984. So this is the community I live in. And what drives me is that I want to see this community sustainable. I want to see the quality of life, you know, that we maintain a high quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that in environmental services, having a clean environment is one out of many aspects in county government, but is one of many aspects that makes a very livable community.
And it's right, you know, there's a lot of communities out there, but I think Howard County, especially in that way, that we really do care about the planet. We really are making efforts and are being more conscious about it, even though we may not fully understand, right, what it is that we need to do and how we can help. It's great that people take the initiative and take the time to come to this type of events to learn more about what county's doing. So why don't we go ahead and tell people exactly that? What is county doing? What are some of the initiatives? Because I know you guys run the landfill. You guys have recycling programs. You oversee the curbside collections. So let us know what is it that you guys are doing. I guess if we can do like a short version of everything that you guys do.
It's a lot. The one thing I'd want to say is that we're really lucky to be in the community we are in. We could come up with a lot of different programs. We could have a lot of different ideas. But the implementation is really the hard part of all of that.
Yeah.
And the community really embraces a lot of environmental issues and causes. And so we're really lucky in that respect. We have a great community who wants to be involved. And so it makes our job a lot easier.
Right.
Some of the things that the Bureau is working on.
I know some people are probably very well aware that we expanded our curbside food scrap collection program, which is really our headline for this year. And so we're expanding into three different areas. We've expanded into two, and then one will occur in the fall. We're really proud of the food scrap program. We're, we still are the only county in Maryland that actually picks up food scraps at the curb. And we have our own composting facility at the Alpha Ridge Landfill, which we are very proud of that as well. We just had a ribbon cutting for the phase two of that compost program in the fall. And so, you know, that's, I'd like to encourage everyone who's in the new zones, the new three zones, to sign up for the food scrap program.
You guys already had it in certain areas, but you guys continue to expand it. What does it look like, you know, for people like me who is a Howard County, who are Howard County residents, right? So there's this new trash can. Is that
correct.
What it is, right?
Yeah.
That has a different color, if I understand it correctly. I don't have it at home yet, so I can't speak from experience. But if I understand the program correctly, the new trash can is a different color. I think it's going to be green. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And so what is it that I am doing with this new trash can that I have? Is it just more space for my plastics? Is it just more space for my recycle? Or, you know, I mean, we're talking about food scraps. What type of food scraps are we talking about? Are we talking about the pizza box, or are we talking about, you know, the peelings that come off the bananas?
Yes, and all of those things. So what it looks like for the resident is they get a green bin,
mm-hmm.
and the program is called Feed the Green Bin, and it has its own URL. If you ever have any questions about it, you can go to feedthegreenbin.org for more explanations. It takes you directly to the part of our web page that deals with food scraps. But if you're in the zone, then you have a green bin. Actually, wood waste collection zone, you have a green bin. But Feed the Green Bin with the organics really starts inside the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I think we have most of the issues with people adopting the new separation. You know, you have a lot of modern kitchens have two bins, one for trash, one for recycling. I don't know whether it was ever really meant to be that, but it just made it so simple for recycling. So you throw all your recycling in one bin, plastics, aluminum cans, things like that, and then you throw your trash away in the other. Now you have to have a separate bin, small bin, doesn't have to be very large. And you can start with your coffee grounds every morning, and if you're a tea drinker, your tea bags. And you can throw the filters in there as well, coffee filters. So you can start small and then, you know, eggshells, bread, the once a week when you clean out your refrigerators of all the moldy strawberries and
mm-hmm.
blueberries that you never got a chance to eat,
right.
Plus your bananas. So you can throw those away in it. And I think that's the easiest way to start. And they go out, what I recommend, and not everyone recommends this, but what I recommend is a small 5-gallon pail, which is available from the Bureau. And you can get a biodegradable liner and just keep that in your kitchen. And when you have your food waste from when you peel your carrots or your bananas or whatever, you just throw it in there. And you can tie it up and you just throw it into your green bin.
It sounds very easy.
It is. It's extremely easy. I know a lot of people are reluctant to start it because
right.
they say that...
it's one more step. It's one more thing. I already don't know what to recycle. I don't know what goes where. So now you want to add one more bin for other things, right?
Yeah.
But it sounds really simple.
So, and then it can evolve into paper products like napkins and paper towels and even most paper plates. So a lot of, and pizza boxes, you mentioned before,
yeah.
pizza boxes can go in there. They're cardboard. They're a paper product, but they're stained with the oils of the pizza, and they can't be recycled in normal recycling. So they should go into the food scrap bin as well. So there are many different ways to get started. There is one of the other reluctances of going into the program is they don't want to put actual food waste on the street, but they should be putting that in their garbage anyway.
Right.
So it's already out there on the street. We're just putting it in a separate container.
So there's going to be a separate day for collecting it as well?
So in those areas that are getting the program, it's collected on the recycling day.
Okay.
So not only do we collect the blue bin, but we collect the green bin as well.
Perfect. That sounds even easier. Not one more day to add for bringing the trash out there. That sounds fantastic. So that's expanding. And where can people find out, if they are eligible, if their neighborhood is eligible to receive the green bin, and or where can they sign up? You said you guys also have little bins at the Bureau that people can pick up. So where can they find all this information at?
I think the best place for them to go, the single most informative source, would be to go to feedthegreenbin.org. It's
okay.
All one word. .org, and I think that's the easiest thing for people to remember. It has the most information. And, of course, they can always call the Bureau, and that number is 410-313-6444 if they have any other questions that the website's not answering.
Fantastic. We run into our time today. We have very tight deadlines, but is there anything else that the Bureau is right now pushing that you want to take advantage of this time and let everybody know about?
Well, one thing that people don't equate to the Bureau of Environmental Services is water quality.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've been on a very big push. Different divisions altogether are involved in it with the water quality. And we were mandated by the state to take the impervious, 20% of all the impervious area in the county and to treat 20% of that water. Improve water quality and ultimately improve the water quality of the bay. And when we first started that 5 years ago, when we first got that permit, we were scared that we would never be able to make that goal and
well,
that we would never be able to afford it. And here we are in the last year of the permit, and we're closing in on the last 100 acres of impervious area that we need to treat, and we have been able to afford it. Even though we've had to scratch and dig and really turn over every rock to find the money. So I think the people in Howard County, if they knew that, they should be really proud of the efforts that we've made and the commitment that we have as not only a division and bureau, but county government for the community, that we're probably one of the few jurisdictions in the state that will actually meet that goal this year.
Wow.
So we're very proud of that as well.
Now, are we talking drinking water, or are we talking just the regular water that we use for washing our hands?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I failed to mention that. So we're talking about stormwater runoff. And I know that a lot of people, especially this year, we've had so much rain. They all have these drainage problems. And, we're not conflating the two things, the stormwater, the way that we're treating it from the runoff from the impervious surfaces that's being treated, so we're getting a reduction in nutrients and sediments and a few other parameters that we're trying to control before it goes into the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what this program is about.
And the importance of keeping that water clean and having this program in place is?
Well, it all goes to all this water, the water from the streams that are in the back people's backyards, it all does go to the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And so the contributions of nitrogen and phosphorus and the other nutrients and the suspended solids that are in the water that make the bay so murky and, really affect the wildlife of the bay and the water quality of the bay. So that's really what it goes to. I mean, not only does it clean up the streams that are in our backyards.
Right.
And the larger streams like the Patuxent and Patapsco, but it's also helping clean the bay.
Well, I think we can all agree that if we keep our planet in general, healthier and better, then it just makes it a much better environment for everybody and for the generations to come, not just for ourselves. So it's more sustainable, and we hopefully will have an Earth, planet Earth, for many years to come if we take good care of it, right?
I agree totally.
We barely scratch the surface of what you guys do, and unfortunately that's all the time that we have for today. But for people who are interested, for people who want to find out more and get a better idea of what your Bureau does, where can they go? Where can they find more information? How can they get in touch with you guys?
So if by phone, if you feel more comfortable doing it that way, I gave the number, that's the general number. It's 410-313-4415. I'm sorry, 313-6444.
Mm-hmm.
That's the general number. And, of course, the best way to just peruse everything is to go on our webpage. And if it's specifically about recycling, people can go to HowardCountyRecycles.org, If it's about the food scraps, go to Howard County, feedthegreenbin.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the best place to start.
So those are the best places to start if you are a pro at recycling, or if you're just getting started, if you're just trying to understand that you have two great good websites, resources, and a good phone number, 410-313-6444, where you can talk to somebody and get more information and start helping the planet stay a good place for everybody. Thanks so much, Mark, for coming in today, and I'm going to throw it back to the studio.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.